All right.
Well, welcome everybody. Let me see about to welcome everybody
Thank you.
to the World of Women Congress. We have couple guests today, one very special guest, all the way from Nigeria, Jesper Johnson, who is the founder of the Afro International Film Festival that we are is going to take place in Atlanta, Georgia, in October. Jasper, why don't you come in here and maybe start telling a little bit about who you are, what you do, and a little bit about the film festival. We'll see where Zita went here.
Sida, are you there?
I'm trying to check her right down right now. I think we lost her at the moment. Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Zita. I was just gonna call you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Okay, so let me try this again. This is so crazy. I can't explain what just happened. Were we live at all?
Yes, we're still live. Do you want me to stop it
We're
and
live
restart?
now. So what actually happened? I don't know. Okay, can you see me?
Yep, we can see you.
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
yes. We can see
Okay.
you.
Sorry for that interruption. Okay, so hi everyone. My name is Sister Zita from Zita's Healthy Beginnings. Welcome to World of Women podcast. Today is May the 9th, and we are still celebrating Nurses Week. We are still warming up to celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday. When I talk about women, that's what it is. And especially this month of May comes with a whole lot of blessings to me as an individual and to all of us. And to the organization. This evening is really interesting, and I'm glad to introduce you guys to one of my friends from Nigeria. And this is a young man, accomplished guy. And I'm gonna actually like him to share his story with us. He is our guest speaker. He is gonna really tell us about his organization that is called Afro International Film Marketing and Festival. We are hoping that this is gonna be a big festival this year in October 12th to 14th. And we are all warming up for it. We have him tonight to really give us more information on what this is about, what his hopes are, what actually prompted him to start this wonderful organization. What does that mean for him and for Africans? And at the end, how did he get connected to Zita's Healthy Beginnings World of Women podcast? Without further ado, I'm gonna invite Chief Jasper Johnson to please come up and take the mic and introduce yourself to us.
Thank you, Sister Zita. I'm so happy to be here tonight to actually address our people in the United States and beyond. My name is His Highness Chief Jasper Johnson Ochiale, the seventh of Ahunwa Kingdom, Yon Masula Masuwena Oshiminibweke Itonda. I'm the native of River State, Niger Delta of Nigeria. And I'm a graduate of political science from the University of Abuja. And I've also worked as strategic youth advisor under the President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan administration from 2012. Until 2015, when we lost election to retired General Muhammadu Buhari. And so in course of my interaction with the Nigerian youth, especially the ones in the entertainment industry, I realized that the few things they were doing in the film industry was not properly accomplished, you know, it was not properly organized. And it was done without recourse to some basic standards. And of course, I'm widely traveled, and the entertainment, creative, and culture industry is my passion. And so after we left office, I traveled to South Africa to meet with the management of the Cape Town International Film Market and Festival and address them for a merger. And of course, a deal was struck, and we all came together. Then the organization in Nigeria was Arise and Build Nigeria Development Initiative. And so after the merger, we had it as Afro International Film Market and Festival, which was official and fully registered at the Corporate Affairs Commission of Nigeria, as well as the Copyright Council of Nigeria, and of course, a non-profit organization in Johannesburg, South Africa. And so we started building and making connections with similar organizations across the world. In course of our effort to be able to do a maiden film festival in Lagos, which we'll call Afro International Film Market and Festival, Lagos 2020, we traveled, myself and the former chairman of the Cape Town International Film Market and Festival, we went to Canada to meet with Fabian Collas. Fabian Collas is the founder of Montreal Black Film Festival, Halifax Black Film Festival, and a few other blacks. In fact, she has about 7 film festivals in Haiti. She's originally from Haiti, and they will struck a deal that we're gonna collaborate. We also came down to Los Angeles to meet with Ayuko Babu, who is the executive director of the Pan-African Film Festival of Los Angeles. And then we kept on going, making sure that some of these people that have similar passion, similar contribution to our society in terms of promoting the Black consciousness through the creative and cultural industry, we needed to get in touch with them because we were supposed to come with a bang. We were supposed to come from the motherland and from very powerful kind of narratives that will be able to be able to resonate with everybody in the continent, of course, in the diaspora. And so in 2020, having invested heavily in the venue and of course the A-list talents and artists we are supposed to bring in from the US and a few other things we did from other African nations, it was supposed to be a very powerful event in Lagos in April 2020, but suddenly the pandemic came. And then everything was canceled. And then we all went back home and stayed for over a year. And so when we got back last year, January, we started all over again. We felt this time around, we have to make plans to be in the US where this whole thing is quite big. Hollywood is the biggest film industry in the world in terms of revenue. And so we felt that we should take this message of hope, a message of partnership, to the United States, particularly to our brothers and sisters